I never buy into this. It was never a 3-0 performance or anything like that. The result will always say what it is, and that's what it was. However, that said, I don't know what we have to do to get a penalty this year. I've just watched it back again, and the lad's arm ends up waist high when he handballs it. The referee tells me it's down by his side, and I've just seen it back. It's a clear handball, and at 0-0, when we started the game ever so well. It's just so frustrating because they have a big impact on the game, and then is it a foul between Graham and Tilt for the free kick where the lad puts it in? Don't get me wrong. I said to our lads there, we've got to defend the free kick better. It's a simple, once he's gave it. But they're two big, major decisions that have had a massive impact on the game, and he's not doing anything about.
And the first goal in games is proving so crucial for you.
Exactly. And in any game, the first goal is massive. But, you know, the way that we came and we played some good stuff. You know, we should be 1-0 up as well when Nathan Delfonso has that opportunity. He's got to score. People will say it's a great save from David, but you see the difference when they have the chance. Dak, and how much they paid for him, and then Armstrong, and you know how much they've paid for him to the end of the season. And we can't pay those fees, so that's the quality that you yearn for. But I'm proud of the effort, that the way that they've gone about it.
There's nothing in the game till first half stoppage time, is there?
No, and that's what I'm saying. You're talking. Joe Lumley's not had a shot to save. But the impact of not giving the penalty and the impact of giving the free kick changed the course of the game a little bit. But I thought we responded well and you know, kept probing and kept having a go. Viv flashed one across the box, and you know, again, we need people in there putting it in the net.
Somebody's got to take a chance on that and just launch themselves.
It's a wonderful bit of play for them, and you know, we came and we had a go. That's what we asked them to do, and they did. It's just, you know, that little bit of quality today, and then the fine margins. The last goal's really disappointing because we've not tracked the runner, and we should track the runner all the way.
That made it 3-0. Yeah. There's a case for it being 2-1 at the other end. Have you seen Curtis Tilt's header that was cleared off the line?
No, but it's probably 10 foot over.
Well, my two expert summarisers, Mr Gallagher and Mr Armstrong, both called goal.
Well, if it is, it just adds to it, doesn't it? And that's what I'm saying. But, you know, we're dust ourselves down. We've got to go again on Tuesday now. You know, we picked up one or two bumps and bruises there. Jay's hamstring a bit tight, but hopefully we recover. We go with that effort again and we have a good go. And that's what we've got to do for the next 11 games, is keep fighting. You know, today it was like the pen knives of ours against the heavy artillery, wasn't it, at Tony's? And fair play to him, you know, he spent it well, because you look at the goal scorers, and that's the difference in the team, in the game today.
I know it's a results business, but the level of performance must give you some positive take out of it.
Yeah, but it, you know, like I say, all season, the level of performances, bar a couple of games from the boys, have been outstanding from our point of view. And like I say, you look at the age of our team, and they're bringing on Craig Conway, and the experience of Craig Conway, you know, so that's what we've come across a lot in this league this season. But we're in there fighting, and we'll continue to do that.
And finally, if you feel that you haven't had the rubber of the green, it's got to turn sometime, hasn't it?
Ooh, nearly swore there. Because you've been saying that to me for, what, 35 games now? We've had one penalty all season, you know? One penalty all season. And I don't know what we need to do to get one.